إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, we are speaking about the importance of shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of expressing gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yesterday we spoke about the issue of being grateful for the ni'mah of ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is to do the ibadah, but even more importantly is to be grateful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the permission to worship Him, gave us the opportunity to worship Him, and showed us how to worship Him. Because as I said yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have left it to us, and then we would have devised our own ways. And these ways, we would have had no way of knowing whether they are acceptable to Allah or not. But Allah did not do that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us the way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us the way of approaching Him, showed us the way of getting close to Him. He said, wasjud waqtarib. He said, make sajda and come close. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us the way to get close to Him, and He showed us this way of worshipping Him. And He told us that this is the way which is acceptable to Him. So if we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this way, in the way of salah, and in the other forms of worship that we have in Islam, then inshallah these are accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And today I want to remind myself of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to do in this worship. While we are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we stand in salah, what are we supposed to do? And that is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Asdaqul hadithi kitab Allah. He said, the most truthful of speech is the book of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced Himself by His glorious name of Ar-Rahman, and He said, Ar-Rahmanu allama al-Qur'an. He said, Ar-Rahman is the one who taught the Qur'an, who is the teacher of the Qur'an. This kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a ni'mat that again we have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. Even before we start reciting the kalam, even before we start memorizing the kalam, we must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the fact that He sent this kalam. Imagine if we were worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had left it to us, and maybe some of us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the ability and gave us a way with words, and maybe we would have devised this absolutely fantastic and most beautiful kind of poetry, or we would have devised this absolutely fantastic and most beautiful kind of prose in order to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and glorify Him and so on and so forth. But how can any of that be superior to the word of Allah Himself? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us His own word, His own kalam. When we recite the kalam of Allah in the Quran, we are not saying anything from ourselves. We are simply repeating the kalam of Allah. We are simply repeating the speech of Allah. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down to Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are merely repeating that before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not introducing even a single letter from our side. If we introduce a single letter or single word from our side, the salah will become invalid, will become fasid. We cannot do that. We cannot, for example, if somebody in salah says, he sneezes and he says, Alhamdulillah, until this time it is fine, because he said Alhamdulillah, which is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if a muqtadi who is standing next to him or somebody, he says, Ya Rahmakallah, he says dua for him, the salah is invalid for him, the salah is gone, because he has said, although he is making dua, he is not saying anything bad, he is saying, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on you. And to say Ya Rahmakallah when somebody says Alhamdulillah, this is among the duties of the Muslim, but to do that in salah, invalidates the salah. So in this salah, when we recite the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are only saying what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us. We recite the kalam of Allah. We need to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He not only showed us this way of worshipping Him, but He gave us this method of worshipping in which we use His own words to describe Him. And who can describe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's glory and majesty better than Himself? Because who knows Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala better than Himself? Nobody can describe Allah, and nobody can glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in words which are better than the words of Allah Jalla wa Ala Himself. And then this kalam was a ni'mat in itself. It would have been unnecessary And it would not be, it would not have been something which was required if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had said, just read my kalam and that is good for you. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the mercy of our Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us sawab, gave us rewards for reciting his kalam. And how much reward? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us 10 hasanat for reciting every letter of the Quran. Not every word, every letter of the Quran. The famous hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives 10 hasanat for reciting every letter, not word, letter of the Quran. And in order to explain this, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I do not say that alif, lam, meem is one letter. Alif is one letter, lam is one letter, and meem is one letter. So if you just said alif, lam, meem, you got 30 hasanat. 30 hasanat. Which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us. And I don't want to go into the calculations of what these 30 hasanat will become when we go before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us leave this to the grace and majesty of Allah jalla wa'ala to reward in keeping with His majesty and with His grace. So just to recite this kalam, we get hasanat. Although, as I said, the kalam is so beautiful and so majestic and so glorious and so holy and so great in itself, that even if there was no specific reward for reciting the kalam, just reciting it is a reward in itself. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not even leave it there. He gave us reward for reciting this kalam. In this kalam, there is shifa for the human beings. There is shifa for our body and there is shifa for our soul. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave specific surahs in the Quran for the purpose of curing sicknesses of the body. Allah subhanahu, entire kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the cure for the sickness of the soul, for the purification of the heart, for the softening of the heart, for getting us close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the closest that we can come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this life. Because this is the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is an attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not a created thing. The kalam of Allah jalla wa'ala is His kalam, is His speech. And this is the closest that we can come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this life. And that is the reason why we need to be so grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. In addition to this, now further, this kalam is the only thing that will come into our qabr to make shafa'at for us, to protect us from the adab of the qabr. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this kalam a protector for us in the qabr from the adab of the qabr. Suratul Mulk will come as a light in the qabr. When we are in the grave, in the darkness of the grave, this surah will light up the grave. This surah will protect us from the adab of the qabr. This Quran will make shafa'at for the person who recites it, for the person who is attached to it on the day of judgment. And this Quran's shafa'at will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this Quran will say, oh Allah, save them from the hellfire because he used to recite me. How can I possibly do justice to the Quran? How can I possibly do justice to explaining the benefits of the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I ask Allah to give me the words to say what he wants me to say. So this Quran is a source of benefit for us in this world. This Quran will come with us into the grave. And this Quran is a source of benefit for us, inshallah, on the day of judgment, where nothing will benefit a human being except that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you, let us be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the kalam of Allah. And what is the way of being thankful to Allah for His kalam? The way to be thankful is not simply to say thank you. The way to be thankful is to read the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as possible, recite as much as possible, try to read it in the best way possible, learn how to recite it and learn how to do it and learn how to do it in the best way possible. Recite the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as it is the haqq and the right of the kalam to be recited. And then understand the meaning of the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And follow the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The kalam did not come simply to be recited like a poem or to be sung like a song. The kalam came to be understood and to be implemented in our lives. And that is the haqq of the Quran. And that is the way of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His kalam. It makes no sense. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends a kalam and we do not use this. Allah sent us a medicine And instead of using the medicine, we say, thank you very much for this medicine. And every day I'm reading the label of the medicine, and I'm reading all the ingredients of the medicine, and I'm reading it in a very beautiful tone. And then after that I put the medicine bottle unopened, I put it back on the shelf, and the next morning again I am opening it, I am taking the bottle down, and I am again reading all the ingredients in a very beautiful tone, and I am still suffering from the pain, but I will not take the medicine, I will put it back on the shelf. Does it make any sense, or what sense does it make? The medicine did not come for us to recite the ingredients of the medicine. The medicine came to be eaten. The medicine came to be taken in so that the medicine will benefit. The Quran is the cure for the sickness of the heart. So what to do? We've got sick hearts. We've got hard hearts. Nothing happens to the heart. The heart doesn't move. So what to do? By reading the ingredients, it won't help. We must implement the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our lives. Of course, it is the barakah of the Quran that to look at it, to touch it, to read it, everything is a source of barakah. Alhamdulillah, this is the because of what the Quran is. But the Quran did not come for us to simply hold it in our hands and touch it to our eyes and kiss it and put it in a nice cover and put it on a shelf. That is not the purpose of revelation. The purpose of revelation is for it to be followed in our lives. And therefore, I remind myself and you, let us focus on that and let us do that, because that is the way of making shukr for the kalam of Allah Jalla Wa'ala. So, on the subject of shukr, second part is today, which is for us to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His kalam. And inshallah, biznillahi ta'ala, bitawfiqihi, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us His tawfiq, inshallah, tomorrow we will talk about some other matters. And today we end with this. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.